Much like the presidential election, we are in the 11th hour here with the Real Housewives of New Jersey, and we are talking about Reunion Part 1. It's Season 7, Episode 17, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and if you're checking for the Real Housewives of New Jersey, you're in the right place because we're here talking everything that happened in the part one of the reunion. I am your host, Grant Rutter, and you guys can find me over on Twitter and all good things at Grants_Rants.
And I'm Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker. Tweet me at Megan Stecker. And, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, the whole nine.
Hi, it's Annabelle, and you can find me at my blog and podcast called Adderall and Compliments.
And if you want to watch our hashtag mannequin challenge,
yes,
you can check that out on AfterBuzz TV's Instagram page at AfterBuzz TV. We're getting on that train before it expires. While it's still cool, I guess. I don't know. But check us out if you're interested in that and all of that good stuff on social media. Let's talk about the reunion tonight. It's a two-part reunion after a kind of a short season. Was anyone surprised that it was even two parts?
No. And thank God they did not try to stretch it out to three.
Yeah. At first I just thought they meant like two commercial breaks, and I was like, oh, perfect. And then I realized it was a full.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like even Andy has to go in and admit that this was not a good season. Andy has to go into these reunions being like, he's got to have his favorite ones, but he's got his girl Nene prancing around in a jumpsuit. You know, he's looking forward to that. But with this, I feel like even he was just kind of like, all right, let's go, you know? Mm.
It's and like, don't expired. Push daddy. Yeah.
When he said that, I loved it.
He's like, don't push daddy.
I was like, the ratings need it. I would highly encourage any violence in that reunion.
Yeah,
like
I would
that.
Be greasing that floor so anytime they didn't move, it was.
I have to say, I honestly liked this episode one of this reunion. Because it wasn't that crazy fighting where you're like, whoa, I need a cigarette and a sip of my cocktail. And it was also wasn't, it was... The season was so drawn out and took so long that it encapsulated everything that happened this season in an hour. And I thought this was perfect. If I could have only watched the reunion, that would have been enough for me.
This was my favorite. I thought it was a great episode.
Yeah, me too.
This is by far and away my favorite episode of this whole season.
See, the New Jersey Housewives. Yeah, the Jersey Housewives, their reunions lack certain shade that I expect. You know, I just
true.
Need a
they call
more.
It like it is, yeah. So there's no shade.
Right, that's true. They cut through all the BS.
All see, tea,
I,
like
I also
no
think
shade.
That they're not as clever as the other cities, so exactly. That they're just like, "Here's my insult." So like they like yeah. The other ones kind of like thinly, like they veil it.
You're exactly. A clown. Look at a clown looking face. She's yeah, a yeah. Clown.
Where at least like Phaedra's like rhymes, and she's like, "They always say," you know, it's
yeah,
like
everybody.
Oh my
knows.
God! And Sheree, thank God Sheree brings that stuff too. Ooh.
I think yeah, like there's this Andy very was very stern with that. He's usually like lets the housewives do whatever they want. He was like stern with them, and I feel like he's just over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I felt like he had the Uber running with like Waka in there. Like, yes. I'll be out in an hour. Like, yeah. Rushing through it.
Uh-huh. Yes. Like when Teresa was trying to talk to Melissa over on the side, he's like, "Excuse me, we're doing yes. A reunion here." And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I know.
He was like the mean math teacher. I was like, okay.
But I
like,
feel like he would never do that to Vicky or to
exactly.
Oh, God,
any
never.
Of the Atlanta. No. Right.
Exactly. He wants to get in and out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Giudice is getting his GED. What do we want to say? Annabelle, we haven't gotten your opinion lately. Are you impressed with the scholar in prison catching up? He's going to go to college
after. Oh, my
after?
God. The fact that he is probably going to be the dean of the camp he's at is, I think, incredible. I'm very proud of him. He's learning more syllables, more sounds. I think it's going to be great.
You know, this is promising because literally the only phrase he knows is, "What are you going to do?" Maybe he'll learn a little more English. I had no idea he hadn't graduated high school.
Me neither.
I'm wondering.
Me neither,
but
I wasn't surprised.
No.
I'm just wondering what the case is with. I mean, it's probably something sad, like he had to quit high school for more money to work or something. But,
oh, right. We're making
but,
money.
Yeah,
but
great.
It's,
no.
But it's kind of shocking. Like, how do they.
It's just such, like, you really don't need a high school degree. I mean, you don't need a degree. I mean, the bigger scam besides, like, the Judaism, like, is school. We all know it. It's like, school's a sham.
College.
Bigger than anything of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like, go after the colleges. That's who you need to lock up. That's who should be in camps. Don't get me started. School's a sham. We all know
it really is. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, we learned a little bit more about Frankie. Would you buy a car from Frankie if he...
Sure enough, what?
I would buy a PT Cruiser from Frankie. And that's, that's saying
no,
a
you
lot.
Know.
Yeah, that is. That's dedication.
If I knew where he worked, I would go request a test drive with him.
Oh, that's my next trip home.
Really?
No. The idea just came to me, but yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, let's get it popping.
You have to do a little research. Is it a new or pre-owned dealership?
I don't know.
No, I'm just like, because it's New Jersey, so you never really know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
no matter what Blue Book says, I guarantee it's pre-owned. Guarantee.
I'm the only one who can insult used car dealers because my father is, in fact, a used car dealer. Be careful what you say here.
I wonder if he could work over there. I wonder
if he's retired now. He's retired now.
Oh, but I wonder if it's like at the place that your father used to work.
Can we drop
like
a name?
Wholesaler, but I'll ask him to do a little research.
Okay. No shame. Get on, not Dad. Trying to be mean. Not trying to be mean. Just goofing.
Speaking of mean. Did anybody feel terrible for Siggy's son?
Yes.
When they were talking about Frankie and she's like, oh, Frankie's so good looking. Josh was not that good looking. Like, not as good looking as Frankie. And I was like, for somebody who cares so much about her children.
That was like the only shame.
Horrible because today, if you look at her Instagram, there's a photo of Joshua and his really pretty girlfriend, and she goes on and on about how wonderful he is.
Is it face tuned?
I don't know, but
I think he's a fine looking boy. But I know. Literally, when she's like, "Oh my god, can you believe if he had Joshua's personality about Frankie's body? Whoa!" And I was like, "So basically, you're saying that Frankie doesn't have a personality? He just looks, and your son has personality, but has nothing going on facially." He's like, "If we could combine the two things, we could have a full person."
No wonder they want to go away from school. They're like,
get me to Miami. Jeez.
Siggy's four children are going to ban her from doing this show again. They're going to make sure something happens if mom is not available.
Yeah. I think last night, Siggy, I think she signed her deal for a Bravo show for her own. I thought she was one of the best parts of the reunion. She deserves her own show, not a Housewives franchise, but...
I feel like everything she says, though, is this... She's always like... Melania has such a big heart. Jacqueline has such... Everyone has such a big heart.
I am Melania. Melania's me.
I know.
Well, there's never a negative thing coming out of her.
Right.
No. It's always with her, I'm a relationship expert, ball cap on. Mm-hmm. So that's all you're going to get out of her. We need her to have her own situation, her own show, where she's only a relationship expert. Basically, she was auditioning to do that this whole season.
Yeah, totally. The only negative thing was about her own child.
I know. Unbelievable.
I like her as a person. I don't like her on the show, but I did a little bit of the YouTube autoplays videos.
Yeah.
So I obviously watched the Wendy Williams thing, and then I watched some behind-the-scenes clips she did for that. And then it spun off into, she was on Steve Harvey, and she was on some, local, New York morning show. Mm-hmm. And she is really wonderful in those settings. I love hearing her advice. She's funny. She's topical. She's with it. I really, really like her on those. But, there's a missing link on this show.
She's extremely polished. Was there any information on what actually makes her a relationship expert? Or she just is, that's her title? Because it's sometimes people just throw expert on the end to whatever they want to be because they want to be on television as a presenter. And, I literally don't think she has any training in relationships.
She didn't get her GED in relationships.
She has yet to get her GED in being relationship expert. Maybe.
That's terrible. Well, I love it.
I don't know. Maybe she did take some courses in it. I don't know. I saw her on some show say since I was a teenager, I've been setting people up. And now I have a following of all these people that follow my advice. And then I wrote a book. And I'm like, okay, so she just followed the plan of somebody who created a brand for themselves, threw a book in the mix, and threw expert on the end of what they want to be. You know,
well, that's the thing, because when she was introduced, and I could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure when it came out, it was Siggy Flicker. It wasn't at the end, CM, or you know what I mean? A title. So I don't know. I mean, it would definitely benefit her, but I mean, if I'm wrong, I feel terrible. If she is if she's Dr. Right. Siggy Flicker,
right?
I feel bad.
I mean, out of all of them, she would be the most. If I had to choose somebody to be a doctor, but I would never choose Dolores to be a detective, though. So she's not a detective. Find your storyline, Dolores is such a good detective. Where is it?
Yeah,
nobody knows.
Ooh. Going up. Let's talk about Jacqueline says that Teresa has changed a little bit, but not too much. And that was the first time because she kept saying, like, you've never changed at all in the season. So she admitted that at the reunion. And then Siggy says that Jacqueline's delivery is horrible, horrible, horrible. But again, she has that big, big heart. And yeah, I mean, I think we can all agree that Jacqueline needs a lot of work.
Do you mean on her neck? Can we just address if we've had work done everywhere else?
They're quick. I like that.
Let's call a spade. That's not just me being me. When they did the like intros and they zoom in on the outfits, like we're not even focusing on like Teresa's Keen Sierra dress yet. But Jacqueline's wearing the green gown. They zoom in on the Icing by Claire's choker around her Kimora Lee Simmons. You know how she, Kimora Lee Simmons, gorgeous, but had like the neck that you looks like you took a cheese cutter and like went
she
around.
She has
it.
The mark, yeah, like the very distinct, like yeah.
Like as many
across.
Lines as like yeah. Kim D is doing in the bathroom as is
allegedly,
on her neck.
Allegedly, yes.
But it's like why if that is your feature, wear a high neckline, wear a high necked gown. Do not bring attention with a terrible.
It was
don't bring
so
attention to
tight.
It.
It was so
I,
tight.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that too. Cause I don't even notice stuff like that.
I didn't even notice it.
I usually don't, but I was like, there's a lot of tension on that in a way that it could. I mean, I'm not saying I'm commenting on her weight.
You know what?
But
else
it was just
like,
tight. Yeah, it was uncomfortably tight.
It was like she was also leaning back on the sofa that in an odd.
An upshot yeah. is never flat. It's like
right. It was
like when you look
like,
at your phone when you turn it on, and it's like on you. And you're like,
yes.
Like that's how I felt. Her
they
shots
were shooting
were.
Her. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually thought it was a pretty necklace and a pretty dress. But it was, yeah, it was like the angle they were shooting it at. It looked like it was choking her. Thus, the word choker.
right, yeah.
Why do these women dress like it's the prom? The New Jersey loves to dress like it's the prom. I don't understand.
That, I like
you know
Melissa's.
What? I'd rather be like overwhelmed by their choices than underwhelmed. Because yes. I'm like very often disappointed by Bethany in New York. Like thinking like she's too cool and wears like freaking
pants.
Like black work pants and
yeah.
like a tank top. So it's just, it's hilarious to me that they all try to outdo each other. I thought Dolores and Siggy looked fabulous.
Siggy looked amazing. Yeah. Yes. I was like, you get Joyce Benelli in there? She looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
What did you think of Teresa's look?
No, trying to be the queen and it didn't work for me. Yeah. It was too, like, I don't know what that dress is for. Like a black tie event, maybe?
It looks like it was like model, you know, like the signature Barbie collection? You know, like when you're the fans.
Yes.
It looks like one of those gowns that
the ones
they,
that you don't open.
Exactly. Like, in
like the throwback original 1954
yes,
Barbie.
Yes, I guarantee like that looks like an exact copy of, it was very.
I think the forehead is getting smaller. Did you notice?
It
was
so
distracting.
It was so small.
It was really, like, more than ever, it was distracting. Like, we're down to, like, a couple inches. It's terrible.
No,
I hate being, like, whatever. Yeah, she has a small forehead.
But it's like, everyone has a big forehead. I've never seen someone with an ultra-small forehead, and it's just jarring.
I've never seen hair recede the opposite way.
Correct. I mean, it's crawling toward her eyebrows at a rapid pace. It's insane.
It's getting there.
You would think she would shave it or something. Remember the first season she always wore those headbands? So you kind of remember those?
I don't.
I do. She had them in some of the flashbacks. Yeah. Shout out to I think there's like a Twitter handle, like at Teresa's Forehead on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, they tweet us.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to them. let's talk more. Jacqueline would call Joe Gorga again to prove her point about how he warned the other one not to get involved with her or whatever like that. I don't know, Jacqueline. I don't really expect you to grow on the show. I kind of
how do you still answer the same way after you've seen the show now twice, when they show you the screener and then when you watch it with the rest of the audience and you get all those tweets? How by that time you have enough time to the reunion that you can think of a fake response of being like, oh, I regret it, I should have done this, being based on the millions of tweets that I'm sure came into you, and you're like, I'd still do it the same way, like
never learning.
Yikes. I feel like that. I was surprised they touched on that. I felt like it wasn't that big of a thing that happened this year.
You know, they touched on a lot of very minor things. Mm-hmm. Things that I don't even think were. I mean, things from Strippergate from 2012. I mean, they were going back to the sprinkle cookies. I mean,
the
they were going
back.
The
fact that we got so many flashbacks from former years, like early stuff during a reunion, like that's rare, right?
Very
flashbacks
rare.
To reunions of them talking about it was like very Truman Show, like a show within a show within a show.
Yeah.
Like so many different windows.
What did Wendy say this morning? I was in the other room cooking, But I overheard the TV, and Wendy was like, it was the same fight they were having 5 years ago. I turned it off or something. And I was like, yes. But
I don't remember. I didn't watch it yet, yeah, but I believe it.
Yeah.
It's just the same thing. It's like when Christmas songs, it's like the same five Christmas songs, mm-hmm. but it's like mm-hmm. there's new versions every year. And you're just like, it's the same thing. Where I'm just like, it's... okay, it's somewhat different. It's different noses saying, talking about it, but same story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, it's unfortunate because they talked about the 2 year gap they had between, like, there's so much they could have done. They had more time than any other franchise
to regroup.
Yes. Yeah. To really sit down and be like, okay, what do we have to do? Like, let's reinvent the show. We've got plenty of time to do great casting. We can even go back, like, what they did in the original days and do some test shoots, like, just some chemistry. Like, you know, have a few women get together, like, and just shoot something and see what works. Teresa, if you know she's coming back, she doesn't need to be there. She's got her own things going on. But let's test other women with the women that we're going to have on the show. I don't know. I'm trying. I'm really trying. I want to like the show, but at this point, I also think that it is past its prime.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they were banking on Dolores picking sides.
Yeah, they were like Switzerland. Melissa, I mean, they didn't.
Like,
yeah,
Melissa didn't and Teresa, right. Mm-hmm. Like, Melissa and Teresa still not getting along, banging on that, yeah. And mm-hmm. then banging on Dolores picking a side between Jacqueline and Teresa.
But they had to know that Dolores being around all those years and being friends with all of them, that she wasn't going to ruin her long-term relationship with all these women.
Mm-hmm.
They had to know that she's if she's been around that filming and we've seen her before, they have to know her personality, that she's not like a stir-it-up kind of person.
Even when Teresa tried to get her involved in the conversation, when she was, like, telling Jacqueline, she's like, Dolores used to hate you. She's like, it's true. Dolores used to hate you. And Dolores just said, and she's like, oh, come on, Teresa. I don't hate anybody. I don't despise anybody. Those weren't the words. And I was like, that's not her Like, I thought Sig and Dolores were perfect. Like, they gave politician answers.
They did.
They didn't offend either side, and they just sat there mm-hmm. not getting involved mm-hmm. but saying enough that...
Yeah.
Which is not what I'm used to from Jersey. So that was upsetting.
Which is not
there's
what housewives make. Like,
yeah. That's what we need, like, the lighting guy or, like, the makeup artist coming in and being, like, saying, like, their opinion to the side during breaks.
Right.
And it's like, that's not... You don't deserve a spot on the couch then.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's... Spot could have gone to the rest of Teresa's dress. Like, I love how they get the fuck off.
I love how Danielle Staub came up.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was good.
I think she's come. I think if they do come back, she's coming back.
Yeah, well, she's only going to be there to piss off, to attack Jacqueline.
I love that was Teresa's answer. Uh-huh. Like, she was so
transparent.
Well, and Andy was trying to bring up, like, well, Danielle's trying to come for you, and Danielle said this, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, bring it on. So the fact that we did see Teresa to the media say, like, I don't have a problem with Danielle, I never did, infuriates me even more.
Mm-hmm. Then they tried to get her to apologize for calling Danielle, again, back in, what, 2008?
Mm-hmm.
A prostitution whore.
First of all, that put everybody on the map, so let's not apologize for anything.
You need to be thanking her. She should still be getting residuals for every time this show.
Yes.
Because she is what got that show to where it is.
Mm-hmm. All Danielle wants is the appropriate... attention and credit that she deserves for putting this show and Housewives in general on the map, but she doesn't really get it. And I've said this on this show before, but that's all that she really, really wants at the end of the day. So,
how has Cop Without a Badge not been made into a Lifetime movie?
Right?
Perfect!
I know! Like, how? Unbelievable.
But Danielle is
throwing away all these million-dollar ideas for free.
Yeah.
She's all Team Teresa on Twitter. She keeps retweeting and saying that... Jacqueline always sold stories to the media, and Teresa never did that. So
I absolutely believe that. And I'm not just trying to pile on Jacqueline, because I don't believe it. The part that got to the end, so I don't want to skip ahead, but I absolutely see Jacqueline doing that. She just seems like such a shady, that she's so involved in everybody's life, and she's like the friend who's there's no drama, but she's like goes behind everyone's back and talk mm-hmm. for the no...
The thing with me and the way I view Jacqueline is that this show... is like her entire life. Mm-hmm. So she takes it so seriously and thinks about it, and other people wouldn't be bothered maybe with writing a story. I don't know if it's true or not. But with her, she's so obsessed, like carrying all this baggage with her from like 4, 5, 6 years ago, that if there would be one person at that reunion that would probably do it.
She's the
You're
only
so
person
right.
they were having like a fine conversation, like Melissa and Teresa were talking, and she's like, but what about sprinkle cookies? Just like, yes,
exactly.
Just like trying to stir in where it looks like she watches the seasons every day just on loop, like an Ace Ventura, like when he went into that like person's in and it was like laces out, and it was just like laces out, just like crazy rethinking that over and over again. Her stuff is just like rehashed from years ago that she's still trying to like throw in like it's brand new information.
Ziggy said she's so in her head. She so is, because if she can bring up sprinkle cookies like that, she's obviously been thinking about it.
Right. Yeah. She's so upset that like Teresa forgave Melissa and they're getting along. She's like, how come she can't forgive me? It's like, that's what's going on. She's like, what about sprinkle cookies? It's like, what about them? Melissa said, like, we're not rewriting history. We're getting along from here on. Like,
nobody's bringing up the fact that she punched Caroline in the face, which, God, I would pay $1 million for that, to see that. And I hope she was holding a culotta on the deck when it happened. But it's like, nobody's bringing that up. So it's just like, you're bringing up something that's not even in your family.
Right.
For years gone, like, it seems like, I know this is, I hate to say, and this is like every woman's relationship that people, but I'm like, it didn't seem like you liked each other even before she went to, like, it doesn't seem like you like her now. So why are you fighting so bad for this friendship? Because all you do is talk about how much you dislike her.
But
then are mad that she's now getting along with her sister-in-law.
She's behaving like adults and like mature with her family, and you're upset about it.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed though that all the clips they had of those two making up and like going for the massage together and all that, and then they go right back to it? It's like, there's just no, I mean, there's just, I don't, these people, this is not real people to me. No. When you have a flashback like that and you see like, oh, I'll always be here for you and all that, and then you go right back into fighting, it's like, are you even human beings?
Yeah.
You can't, like, acknowledge that we had that moment in time and things fell off, but, like, you're not gonna... But they go in even deeper with the knife. It's like, that's so... Like, who are you? Like, I mean, I wouldn't want any... Neither of them in my life. Neither of them. Let's talk about Ashley's tweets. What do we think of those? And Teresa let us all know that she's, in fact, not an ape.
Oh, my God.
That was typical.
Yeah, I feel like Teresa's response... It's like so last week... I was kind of saying that I felt like over the season Teresa changed a bit, but she really has not grown that much, and she proved it in this episode because her responses to everything are so immature and so stupid. And so when they brought up Ashley's tweets, they reminded her that she said something obnoxious first, which is why Ashley tweeted that, and she was like, I don't remember it. She just is like, and then she made the comment, I have to go back to it, about the Ford. She was like, would you drive a Ford?
I was just gonna go.
You have not okay, you've changed maybe a little bit, but not enough to get any credit anymore, because that was so obnoxious and so the reason you were in jail.
The same tune is, I don't live in someone else's house. Yeah. That's gross. Yeah.
Exactly.
And would I drive a Ford? Hell yeah. My car got totaled this year. I would drive a Ford in 2 effing seconds.
Especially if Frankie sold it to you.
Oh, why not? Why the hell not?
The fact that Fern has turnt on Teresa, I am like...
No, I mean, I still think she had some growth moments, but like, she's still a caterpillar. She's not a butterfly.
Don't apologize.
Okay. That's a great point. But the fact that when Jacqueline and Teresa are giving like the most juvenile responses back to each other, and then Jacqueline tried to be like, well, Gia tweeted. You should see what Gia tweeted. And Teresa was like, well, compare Gia's tweet to Ashley's tweet. And she's like, did you even punish Ashley? She said, did I punish a 26-year-old? No. Did you punish Gia? I'm like, Gia's a 15-year-old. You're comparing a 15-year-old's tweet to a 26-year-old mother's tweet.
I know.
Gia's was like, vague booking, where she didn't at somebody. It didn't include somebody's name. It was just like, people she are said disrespectful.
She said, some women have some nerve, no respect. As far if you're a 15-year-old girl on social media these days, that's nothing.
That's the most mature tweet of all of them.
That is so mature.
Yeah, I'm sure probably everything was spelled correctly. That's the like best composed tweet coming out of that franchise. But it's just, I mean, Ashley's involved a picture. Ashley's involved a meme. Like it took time. Yes. Like a LaToya Jackson and an ape. Like it's more point.
I love LaToya is my favorite Jackson. That wouldn't even be an insult. I love her.
You mean one of Lisa Vanderpump's dear friends?
Grant has like a favorite member of all the royal American families. He really does.
Yes. Who's your least favorite Jackson?
Who's your favorite Hilton, Kathy?
It used to be Kathy, but I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I just wish I could live that lifestyle that she has.
It's Baron Hilton's birthday today. He's a big fan.
I follow him on the IG. I'm going to have to let him know. Hello.
Happy birthday, Baron Hilton.
Yeah, is he the only? I think he's the only one that went and got like an education. I think that's the...
What a waste. What? I'm always the one to say that I'm money. Like, Blue Ivy. But I'm like, Blue Ivy just knows needs to learn how to speak, learns how to write, and learns how to read. That's it. Why even bother going to school? She needs to be like Will Smith's kids, but not crazy. I'm like, yeah. You don't... There's no reason for you to go to school.
Nope, because you know she's going to be an actress and a singer.
Oh, she's not going to go to dentist school. If I went in and I saw Blue Ivy was my dentist, I'd be like, oh, no. No way.
I want to point out that Teresa said I was so interested on Christmas Day when I saw that she got this Lexus or whatever the day before Christmas, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they finally asked her about it, and she said, "Well, the Lexuses really aren't that expensive, and they're just really if you lease them."
If you lease them, yeah. Which I was happy to know it was a lease. Right. It's like okay,
at least that
it wasn't a gift. It's
but
like
I looked into this.
Okay,
because it's
okay.
Like they go they're like between like 35 and 50. The one she has is probably 50. I mean they're up there. The more you want, you know, the mm-hmm. basic level, like, you know, you got to push the door to open it. You know what I mean? Like, the basic level is cheaper, but it ranges between $400 to $600 plus a month. Mm-hmm. So if you're still, you know, upside down in your house and you're going to jail over not paying bills and you're going to just not go like a cheaper route, well, I don't feel too bad for you. And then you go and you put the damn ribbon on the car, the Christmas like tree member.
Right.
Yeah, I'll say Christmas to remember, all right.
Alexis Christmas to remember.
I'll take that red bow to your point, Fern. That is just so backwards and like we're not so getting obnoxious. There.
Exactly.
Queen of denial, as I've always called her.
Well, mm-hmm. Speaking of denial, Grant and I were talking earlier about how they had a thing about shoplifting. And Andy genuinely asked Melissa, he's like, oh, have you had a problem with shoplifting at Envy? And she's like, no, we've been very lucky, actually. You know, we've thought about cutting down on security. And Grant and I looked at each other, we're like, how sad is that nobody even wants to shoplift from your store? That shows how bad your clothes are that you can't even get people to steal them. Like,
and she tripled her sales last week.
So we've sold 3 to Melissa.
That's terrible. No, I wish her well. Is that guy still, that manager, is he still out, or did he go back?
He quit, she said.
Yeah, they talked about him on the reunion. I can't believe he even got a mention at the reunion.
Wait, where the hell was I?
She said he did actually quit, but he was getting the hint that they wanted him out.
Oh, wow. I missed that somehow.
My friend.
But she did confirm that it wasn't because of what Kim D said about selling information about Teresa. That it was like, she's like, no, he really quit, and I think he got the hint that Jackie and I were going in a different direction.
Oh, well, very diplomatic. Joe comes on and says that he's not a sexist. He has no idea what's going on. And I thought about this. I was like, this guy having this whole conversation about you bringing crumbs, you don't do anything, I'm the man of the house. Melissa herself has given you a TV platform for these last, like, 6 years, and you don't give her any credit? No one would know who you were or are without your wife.
Good point.
Like, all right with the fake storyline. You carried it through. It's reunion. Like, give it up, Jack. I can't. How dumb. Mm-hmm.
That's a great point. Like he owes ape. Everything.
Yeah. He's the one looking like an ape. Like, caveman.
He loves, and he loves to be on camera. He I think he's the only one who fully walks around naked besides, like, Sonia when she's like, right? Yeah. I think he's, like, the only male, like.
Yeah. I'll never look at him the same way again after his virginity revelation. I'm sick to my stomach. Oh,
that same reaction. Disgusting. Same.
Disgusting. Same to my stomach.
That's child molestation. Was he kidding? He had to be kidding.
He was proud.
It's literally still called playing doctor at that age. Like, what are you talking about?
How do you know what goes where?
But I know. I mean, that's way too young to know.
At 9 years old. I mean, I thought that was so disgusting. I hate the term when he was like, I became a man that day. I was like, that's so, like, rape culture. And, like, I became a man that day. It wasn't your bat mitzvah. Stop. Right. It's not, you're not a man that day. Yeah. Like, that's disgusting. I just, the fact when he was like, what's sexist? What's a sexist? I was like, it says it right in the, like, you're a sexist.
And then the excuse was,
or you just saying, like, I'm a Trump supporter, because that's basically what you're saying.
Right.
But
the way they grew up, that Teresa used to clean up after him, that's not
normal. He's like, I would get out of the shower and I would drop my towel and my sister would come in and get my towel and then my mom would. I was like,
that's so not normal. That's weird. Ugh. Why would Teresa have to clean up after him? That's ridiculous.
Ew, I feel like my boyfriend's mom kind of raised him that way.
Right. For the sister to clean up after the boy.
I have to, not for the sister, but for her to clean up after him and his father. Because I have to yell at him all the time. I'm like, you better pick that up. That's not going in the hamper by itself. those beer trimmings better be gone from that sink when I walk in that bathroom.
I'm so lucky no one wants to date me, so I don't have to deal with
same.
Let me tell you what. I would love to have my own place. He's leaving for a few days to go home to visit his family, and I'm like, yes, I get the bed to myself, no one to make it a mess.
What did you think of this moment where Jacqueline said that Melissa told her not to shop at Posh because they would record it? Not surprising.
I feel like that's normal, like, housewife jockeying that goes on off camera.
I mean, look, they are in competition. They're
not
two boutiques shocking. In New Jersey.
I mean, I was like, why are we even talking about this? This is not reunion worthy.
They're nowhere near each other. They're not.
Oh, no. They're not
no.
Oh,
yeah.
And there's the secret sauce, people.
Yep, that's what we have here. On
not
this
exciting.
Panel.
Not exciting.
No, but we have this intel here that most people don't have.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so we get to know where things
so we
relate
can be like,
to.
So we can be like
deep intel.
Yeah, yes. So we can be like, that's stupid that they said that because they're not near each other.
What about the? I completely see. I want to know what you guys about Chris being being a gambling addict and gambling all their money away.
Oh, I mean, this whole thing with like Vegas and her spend. You know, Teresa accusing Jacqueline of being a spender and spending all this money in Vegas. And I don't know. I mean, it doesn't... some couples do that. Some couples go to Vegas and blow all this money.
But maybe they didn't have that much money to blow, so that's why they're in dire straits. But they also had, like, businesses fail.
I absolutely... Maybe, like, Chris seems like the type... And when you look at his eyes, he's just so stressed out. I see him wanting to get away from that house. I don't blame him. Like, going to, like, the dog track, like, all hopped up on, like, Blackwater and, like, come on! Like, I so see that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seemed to me... It seemed to me like a page out of Jacqueline's book that Teresa would say that. Or who said it?
Yeah, Teresa said it.
That Teresa would say that. It's very like, well, you told me, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you're not going to own up to that now? Oh, now it's not true? Okay. Yep. You know, it's exactly what Jacqueline always does to her.
I didn't get why Andy was, because the entire reunion, anything somebody would say, Jacqueline was like, you're a felon, 41 counts of fraud. With, like, under her breath, like, that's her response to everything, even when she wasn't being spoken to. But it's like, Andy didn't call her on her, like, her court problems or her, like, wasn't brought up whatsoever.
That's
whatsoever.
So true.
And I'm like, we had a
bankruptcy.
You point out we had a 5-minute collage of funny kid moments because that's what this we were really lacking with this franchise. That was the problem of this season, not enough kid moments.
Right. Why didn't they talk about her financial stuff if that was like they started off the season by saying we're just coming out of our financial troubles?
Right.
How do we spend more time on sprinkle cookies and the mouth breathing employees? Like, how did that get more airtime than Jacqueline's troubles about? I don't understand that. Or do you think Andy was just like, nope, keep moving on?
Well,
like,
no, moving on. They moved on back to Strippergate.
Moving back.
Yes.
Back to the future.
Jacqueline was accused of being a stripper. And then Teresa said, well, Dolores, you know it. You knew that she was. Then Dolores is like, I'm still not going to play ball. I never saw her strip. I don't know anything.
Yeah, her response, I completely believe them because the look on Jacqueline's face and then the look on Ziggy and Dolores' face, it wasn't like, oh, absolutely not, you're ridiculous. Like, Ziggy and Dolores just looked at each other and were like, and Dolores' political correct response was like, I've never gone into a strip club and seen Jacqueline on stage.
That made me think it's true.
Exactly.
Also, this is not Strippergate. Like, Strippergate already happened how many million years ago? Nene is a stripper. Like, being a stripper is not a bad thing anymore. Like, Black China is a stripper. Like, they are trailblazers now. And it's like, it's no big deal. It's like handing out my business card. Like, I was a stripper. Well, now I'm a big
mogul. Now that's more so. Screw the GED. Become a stripper. They're the ones who are making the money.
Amber Rose is rich AF. Okay?
Black China.
Who's that? That other jackass.
Every weekend when I am stacking those dirty dishes, I'm like, God, why am I not a stripper?
And I'm like, why do I know my dad? It's just such a, like, God
damn
it.
Like, Teresa, you are 5 years late and a dollar short and a how many million dollars short, okay, on this little stripper gate that you're trying to start. How dumb.
But how they answered, I absolutely believe it.
Jacqueline used this as a tool to try to get the doubt going between Melissa and Teresa, which is a horrible thing to try to pull that all apart by planting the doubt. And Melissa was like, look, I am not in denial here. I don't think anyone's hands are clean in this. So she's still like, I see you. You know, she's like, I get it. I know what you're saying. But, you know, moving forward, and it is what it is. Like, they're not, I don't see them falling apart. I think Teresa needs Melissa at this point. So
Agreed.
That's
agreed.
Yeah. Teresa says Jacqueline set her up and that they called the IRS and that Caroline was in on it too.
41 counts of felony fraud called in by Jacqueline Lorena.
Two seasons, or however many seasons after she paid $100,000 for furniture in cash. Like, yeah. I don't think that tipped them off.
Right.
I don't think it was Jacqueline calling, like,
I think however it was many years later. You've been on TV in front of cameras for years.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, they got Apollo Ski-Doos in Atlanta. Like, mm-hmm.
Remember, I hear the economy's crashing, so that's why I pay cash.
That's your favorite. You always bring that up. Always we need a GIF of that.
Always say that, yes.
More about the economy.
Oh, yeah, but it's falling because of you. People like people like you do things with money. Then the secretary under the desk came up again. I mean, this was like the greatest hits or like the saddest hits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, all right, well, then none of this will ever be proven. Teresa's never going to crack on any of this. She said, well, I'm hot. I could go after a guy if I want to.
She's not, I mean, I'm not ugly. Hello. Right. I was like, I like her. I love
but
her.
But I was like, that was her response. Like, she just is so.
It's like Gia's her ghostwriter. Like, all their children are like, they're like, here are your insults. Go. Like,
right.
But my favorite of this whole, the favorite thing said for the entire episode was, I am Melania and Melania is me. So for Siggy to think that she is Melania, it cracks me up. Because Siggy's just like so beautiful and polished, and Melania could not be at more of like a rough and tumble, like tomboy stage and like wild.
She's
animal.
Her relationship expert, yeah. Like mentor.
Right.
Well, hilarious. Teresa feels that she is just like, she's convinced that it was Jacqueline and Caroline. And it's just, I just feel so good. I got this off my chest after all these years. Like,
so did she find out after she got out of prison or did she find out before the reunion? It doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah. I was like, is it easy to contact the IRS? But if you type in IRS phone number, it comes right up on Google because I was curious.
Granted a little research.
I was like, is it like, because I figure if you're trying to contact the government, I mean, we can't get a driver's license on time. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're going to try to open a federal case. I'm like, how hard could it be? But I mean, apparently it's not that difficult.
But by anyway. That time, they would probably been like, we have a case open. You're like, how many years late?
Oh, yeah. And then let's talk real quick about news and gossip since that wraps up part one. So what's some news and gossip real quick?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, from this allegation, Caroline, there's an article on the Daily Dish, and I had to look at it. It was like Caroline's reaction to the allegations that she, you know, reported them with a colada in hand. and Caroline responded to the Daily Dish, and she said, in an email, she didn't pay with the phone. She's like, nope, not busy. She said, thanks for reaching out, but I have no interest in responding to this question as it would be a waste of my unlimited data usage.
Oh. Damn.
I like it.
It was fun.
Good for her for still having unlimited. I mean, you can't get
for
that
sure
anymore.
She'd be on Boost Mobile by now. I don't think Married to Man is.
How do you keep it? You can't, like, update anything. You can't upgrade because they, like, knock you off of it, right?
I don't know. I'm on my boyfriend's plan on Sprint.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. This is, like, the crooks at AT&T and Verizon. That's
got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call the government on them.
Well, let's predict a little bit about what's coming up next week in part two.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, we got to wrap, so I don't know if we have any ideas. But
I think Jacqueline's just going to keep trying to bet, you know, Teresa and Melissa against each other. Like, she's like a frat boy, like, and trying to get them to, like, jello wrestle. Like, just come on, add it. What about this? Go, you know, just.
Yeah.
I'm really interested what they want Chris Lorita to say. I'm intrigued by the little bites they used for him. This whole, like, I know the truth. I feel like we're going to be led down, but intrigued.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting that none of these people feel the need to use this as a platform to fix their image. They're all right where they were. And they're on that track. They're not looking at themselves. Like you were saying earlier, like, look back and see your behavior. Like, you're just going to say you would do what you would call Joe again. Like, these people are not growing at all. And I think that's what I'm getting out of it. Is like, so it's going to be more of the same. That's my prediction. But we'll be here for it. So, in the meantime, where can we keep up with all of you guys?
You can find me on Twitter at AnnabelleLee417, and my podcast and recap blog is Adderall and Compliments.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecher, on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. It's all at Megan Stecher. It's MeganStecher.
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And my novel, Better in the Morning, which I describe as Sex in the City meets Ghost, is available wherever books are sold. Look for it.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And on my podcast, that's Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. Good new episode out today. It's very good. So I recommend that you listen to that show. It's a good one. That'll do it for us for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll be back next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.